Back here on the DDC, Darren McFarland and Willie Donick here with you. You just made the list coming up at high noon. Tell us who or what has made you mad. Bill Bender covers college football, sporting news, the internet. I've been joking. Was broken yesterday or close to
it. Is that
why
we're playing Barry Manilow? I'm hoping Bill didn't request that.
I don't know.
Copa
I don't Cabana. Know what
Holy
the
cow.
I'm not sure where
what
Max
is Max
going
thinking
with
that. With that one? That's an interesting choice.
Bill, how we doing?
Don't throw me under the bus. I didn't choose that.
I was going to say, Bill, I didn't think I wasn't. That would be a bold move for you to come. Hey, you know what? I want some Barry Manilow when I come on this Nashville station.
No. It is what it is. We're getting ready for a road trip ourselves here down to Cincinnati for a lacrosse tournament this weekend. But so I am thankful that the internet was broken yesterday by a certain commitment.
Oh, man. So, one, let's just start with he picks Texas over Georgia and Alabama. Were you surprised at the final choice, or is that what you expected?
It was building towards that. I thought earlier, maybe last month, that Georgia was going to be the pick. But obviously, he had been at Texas a lot. I read last night Chris Hummer from 24/7 talked to his high school coach, and they had thought that that was the way it was going to go all along. Obviously the implications are huge for Texas. They haven't had a recruit of this magnitude. I know Quinn Ewers is on campus. I understand that. But it's the biggest recruit they've got since Vince Young. Because the second he steps on campus, I mean, you guys know, he's got that royal bloodline. He's going to be the biggest story in college football.
And that's exactly what we were talking about, and that's where I wanted to go with you next. With that being said, is he a day one starter? Is he going to be their starter right from jump?
Well, I mean, it's certainly possible. And, that would differ from Archie, who didn't start his freshman year because you didn't do it at the time, or Peyton, who, as you guys know, sat behind Colquitt and Helton. But that first start that he had at Tennessee, I went back and watched it. I mean, it was different once he came in the game, And even Eli, who sat behind Romero Miller for a year. So the difference here with Arch is the second he gets on campus, depending on what Quinn Ewers is doing, they're going to have two five-star quarterbacks, and the lowest ranking between them is .99999. So, it's very rare that a program has two quarterbacks of that caliber. And we haven't even seen Ewers play yet.
Both UTs, as you know, Bill, the one here in our state, east of here, and the one in Austin have been trying to return to prominence for a good while, and that hasn't happened for well over a decade. What can something like this happen? Of course, Josh Heupel now going into his second year, there's hype around that. But when you land a recruit like that, how much can that truly change, like the other recruits? Like people like you know today is going to be different than, let's say, a week ago. Now that this has happened, how much can that help, like, land other big-time recruits because of what just happened?
Well, when you have that guy in the centerpiece, and Tennessee obviously has a five-star quarterback coming in behind, I think the best thing Tennessee can do right now is, you look at Hendon Hooker, 31 touchdowns, 3 interceptions last year, a guy that if he continues to play like that, it's not just the quarterback, it's the system. And Josh Heupel's system has worked. I mean, he was an ultra-efficient quarterback when he played at Oklahoma. So that attracts recruits, and then once you get the quarterback, you attract the offensive lineman, you get the receivers around him. I mean, the biggest story in recruiting this week, as big as Arch is, I think it's the fact that Ohio State landed 3 of the top 10 receivers in the country. And Brian Hartline might have the best wide receiver room in the not just in the country, but it could be ever. And I'm not saying that lightly. If you look at how many first-round picks they're going to generate out of that room.
We're talking to Bill Bender from the Sporting News, and we're talking Arch Manning. And, Bill, one of the things that intrigued me, besides what you just brought up, that it's not like Manning is walking in there and they are desperate for quarterbacks. They've got a lot of other high-rated guys, some very high-rated guys that he's going to have to compete with. And it kind of reminded us of Justin Fields when he went to Georgia. Like, why would you go to Georgia? They already got a couple other guys. But I guess that's sort of how it works, and transfers happen all the time here. And it seemed like Texas is probably not going to keep all these guys.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, yours could end up somewhere else. Arch, you never know. Arch could end up somewhere else. This is the way this works. I mean, if you'd have told me last year, Caleb, at this time, that in a year, Caleb Williams is going to be the starting quarterback at USC and Lincoln Riley is going to be his coach, I would have been like, what are you talking about? So there are 21 Power 5 programs going into this season that may have a first-year transfer quarterback starting. That's how much it's changed. So, like you said, I mean, just because you get one, now it's about can you keep him. And with NIL and at that position in particular, if they're not starting, they've got their eye somewhere else.
No question about it. The other thing that really astounded me with your piece was the history of the number one quarterback recruits. There are some that you think back and say, yeah, of course, so-and-so did great. But there's some guys on that list year by year that, to be honest, I had totally forgotten about or never heard of to begin with. I'm not always up on who the top recruit is, but it's actually a very mixed bag, surprisingly, for the number one quarterback recruit in the country.
Yeah, half of them transferred. Three or four of them never made the league. You know, guys like Max Brown, it's easy to forget him. Josh Rosen was a huge deal when he got to UCLA and had a great start, but things were up and down, and especially with his NFL career that followed. But then, you know, obviously you have your slam dunks like a Trevor Lawrence, Jameis Winston, Bryce Young. So, yeah, it's not – and, you know, recruiting rankings have become an industry, and those guys do a fantastic job of projecting what these guys should be, but it's not, sometimes it just doesn't work out for whatever reason. I'm not saying Max Brown. I mean, it just – he got injured, and it didn't work out, and the surprising sad, it kind of goes back to what we were just talking about, is five of those 10 guys transferred.
Yeah, five of them transferred. That is an interesting note. And then, you know, the follow-up, Bill, too, is, and maybe this is just something that everybody needs to accept. You know, you can look at the NHL draft. We were just talking about the Predators in our previous segment. You know, when you're drafting guys at 18, Major League Baseball will be no exception. Even basketball guys who are maybe a little bit older, there's going to be some extreme misses over the long haul. I guess that's just sort of how anything works. It's not an exact science, even though there's probably you'd probably be able to make a safe bet that Arch Manning's going to be pretty good. He's not going to be a total bust, but somewhere along the line, there are some misses there.
Yeah, and their class in particular. I mean, I know this year in the NFL draft, there was just one first-round quarterback, and that was a big story. But if you look at Arch Manning's class, it's loaded. I mean, it's loaded with five-star quarterbacks, and even last year in the position, again, it's become its own industry. You know, when I pull up my phone, it's reel after reel of quarterbacks throwing at camps right now. Maybe I need to change my settings. I don't know. But, you know, it's become an efficient position, a well-developed position. These kids are tremendous talents, but and it leads to them.